the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey, guys. This is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show. Ready to go.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. You wouldn't say that to your mama. So why us?
As always, we do this on the show every day. Time to jump into the DMs that you were sending in to us.
Hey, Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
Hello. Okay, so in the DMs, I have a question that's coming for myself from C. They say, how do you feel about being the only girl and only young person on the show?
No, do you feel you could have just said girl.
Do you feel the pressure to represent and teach them and the audience the young people stuff?
Teach!
Yeah, Maria, what do you think? You think that responsibility falls on you and I?
You know what? On you and I, okay. Whatever you say. Yeah, no, definitely I feel, there's no pressure, but I definitely feel like I make these guys young.
Yo, I'm not that old, man.
Gosh, I'm really feeling it.
Damn. Let me ask you a question, Maria.
Yeah.
Your time on this show.
Yes.
Do you feel that you have taught more or learnt more?
Oh, that's a tough question.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. It's not.
Roz knows the answer. He needs you to say it. He needs you to say it out loud.
No, I dig having Maria around. It's a lot of fun.
Thank you.
She's good energy, man.
But being the only girl, there's no pressure, and you guys have been awesome. So I don't think there's been one more learning or teaching.
Yeah, right. Time to move on to the next DM, please,
all
Maria.
Right, she says, hey, Maria, I wanted to know if on the docuseries, which I'm super hyped for, by the way, if Frank and Carl, Roz is supposed to be best friends, make an appearance. And a follow-up question to this, how much does Roz pay for those individuals to act as his two supposed best friends? Does he use a service or does he have a job posting on Indeed or LinkedIn?
Okay, so here's the...
Yeah, that's amazing.
I will say this. So when I wrote the book, my... one best friend, Frank, made it into the book. My other best friend, Carl, did not, right? Because it just, the timing didn't work.
Also, he doesn't exist.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and then I had told Carl, I'm like, hey, listen, you'll get a full chapter in the next one, right? There's not going to be a next one. And and then, so in the docuseries, if the question is, do Frank and Carl make an appearance in the docuseries? Frank makes a brief appearance in the docuseries. Mm-hmm. And then Carl wrote me to be like, what episode am I in?
Uh-huh.
Wrote him back episode 7.
Does he know that it's a 6-part docuseries?
No, I don't think he does.
And for the actor that you got to play Frank, was that from a posting on LinkedIn or Indeed?
Yeah, it was a half day rate because I didn't need it for that long. Yeah.
One more DM, please, Maria.
Okay, this comes from Alex. As spring and summer is around the corner, do you, Roz and Mocha, prefer swimming in a lake, ocean, or pool?
It goes pool, ocean, lake.
Oh, for me, there's only one answer. Pool. That's it.
No ocean for you?
Nope.
No, huh?
No. Temperature control, bro.
Oh.
I need hot water all the time.
What about, no, it's good. Listen, you think you're going to be, it's dangerous. It's too dangerous for you to go in the ocean.
Why?
You can't do waves.
Oh, who said? Yeah, I can.
No, you can't. I don't think you have the confidence to wade out past your head in an ocean.
Oh, I absolutely could.
With flutter wings.
You think so?
Shut up, Maria.
You think?
Yeah, I know so.
Yeah? Okay.
Watch how many oceans are going to be swimming
have
in
you,
this summer.
Have you ever?
Been in the ocean?
No. Have you ever waded out into the ocean past your head?
No, because I only just learned how to swim a few years ago.
This is what I mean.
I've never had an opportunity to go swim in the ocean.
And you think you're ocean ready?
I am. If I'm pool ready, I'm ocean ready.
Oceanic Mocha.
Yeah. They call me Aquaman. Thank you for all of your DMs. Actually, no. Hold on. Let's get the rest of the team to answer. Maria?
Me, it's ocean, pool, and then lake. And even lake, I barely go into.
Yeah. Really. Too cold.
Too gross.
Yeah.
Oh, that too. Yeah.
Shem?
I'm with Roz. Pool, ocean, lake, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
But like above and beyond pool.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh,
like,
I wouldn't touch a lake. Roz, ocean way first. Yeah.
I wouldn't touch a lake.
The Mediterranean.
Yeah. No.
I do love, the ocean though. Like, I really, really love the ocean. But depending on where you go, like even if you're in California, the ocean is so cold. Right, yeah. Like it's not like Florida or the East Coast. Like when you're in California, the water's so cold, man.
Yeah.
Like when we were in Portugal, right? That water, even in the summer, is cold.
Really?
In the ocean, cold water.
Yeah. I don't mess with no cold water.
No.
Not at all. Thank you, everyone, for all the DMs that you are sending in to us. Keep them coming in so we can discuss. That was amazing. Thank you, Maria.
Anytime.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. Things get weird in 3, 2, 1.
Here we go. DM deep dive time. These are the DMs that you are submitting to us. They go to Maria. She organizes them and brings them to the radio.
Hey, Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
Hey, okay. Jag wants to know, what's the most embarrassing thing you've done?
Ooh.
Like in life?
Yeah, I guess. It just, that's all the question said.
Oh, go ahead, Maria.
Most embarrassing? Mm-hmm. I mean, okay, I've had a pretty embarrassing moment. I fell on someone on the GO train.
How did that happen?
So I was going to get off, but I forgot that like near the Aurora station, there's one like really big loop where the train goes around, obviously. And I got up right before, but then I lost my balance when it went around like the turn. And I went one way and the train went the other way and I fell. Like, now I'm like looking at this guy and he's sitting in front of me and my hands just went out and then I fell right onto him and then I like grabbed onto his shoulders and I was like, I'm so sorry. And then I couldn't stop laughing and then he followed me downstairs.
He followed you off
and
the
now
train.
He can see my reflection because it's nighttime laughing in the door because I couldn't stop laughing because I just ran away. Like, I didn't even say anything.
I
just ran away.
Yeah. And then, you look like somebody who did that deliberately then. Uh-huh. Right?
Yeah.
And now you're running from, like, getting caught.
Like, was it a younger guy?
No, like, this. He must have been, like, mid-30s, 40s.
That's a perfect age for that.
Okay. So what happened?
So then he comes from like behind me. Now he can see me giggling in the reflection of the window.
Yeah.
So then I turned around and I was like, I'm so sorry. I fell on you. Like I didn't mean for that. And then he's like, oh, it's okay. And then 2 seconds later, he goes, do you ever get told that you look like Blake Lively? And I was like, what?
Pickup artist.
Yeah. And you know, this is, oh my God. He went to the office that next day.
Yeah.
Guys, I got a story for you.
Did he ask you for your number?
No, I ran away off the train.
Yeah. look at that. We don't have any more time for more embarrassing stories. Next DM, please, Maria.
You guys suck. Christine says, I'm re-listening to episode 38 of the podcast. Can we revisit why Roz feels the need to constantly change Speedos? I don't think we ever got an answer to that one.
What do you mean change Speedos? Oh, because like I bring a lot with me when I would go away? Is that the, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like a variety. I have different colors, different fits, different, and I sometimes find that with Speedos that they don't dry as quickly as board shorts do. Right?
Is it because of the material, you think?
Yeah, they're a little bit thicker, and also there's more elastic, like around like the under your legs, like the crotch area kind of thing. So if I'm in one and I get out of the pool, I will take that off and let it dry, and then just like put another one on, kind of thing.
How many do you have at all?
Speedos? Mm. I only have like realistically right now, I only have about 4. Although I was cleaning out the office.
Okay.
Recently, and I found a gold Speedo.
What would it be doing in your office?
Yeah, it was in a box in the office. I had ordered it off Amazon.
Oh, okay.
And never opened the box, right? And I was like, I guess I needed a gold Speedo at some point. I felt I needed one, and I bought a gold Speedo. I'll show you a picture of it if you want to see it.
Is it in the box or are you wearing it?
No. It's just on the, I took a picture of it, and here, I'll show you. I think you'll be impressed. It's a good looking Speedo.
Like in gold member, like the...
Like shiny?
Yeah.
I love gold.
Here, look.
Wow, sir.
Okay. So that was
oh.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
So that was in a box in the office, right? Uh-huh. And I'm like, "Oh, I guess at some point I thought I needed a gold Speedo." Then a couple weeks later, I'm cleaning out my drawers in the bedroom. Cleaning them out. Do I not pull out another gold Speedo?
Did you order?
That, you are like gold member.
So there was apparently another time where I felt that I needed a gold Speedo.
The same as the one that you just showed a picture of?
Identical.
Oh, okay.
Identical, same size,
you
same
check
everything.
Previous orders on Amazon, bro.
I don't know how, first of all.
Oh my goodness.
Right.
Maria. Come on now.
I got a lot of gold Speedos.
All right, next DM.
You know, I'm just going to go back to yesterday's question where I say I talked to you guys about being young and teaching you things. This is why I'm on the show, to teach you how to use Amazon.
You, Roz, I know how to find previous orders.
Do you?
I don't need to.
Okay, all right. Well, Grace says, when it's time to purge for spring, how do you decide which high heel shoes to throw out and which ones to keep? This question can also apply to Mocha as well, since he has a lot of running shoes.
Or high heels.
Or high heels.
I was just going to say, we should start with Shem. Shem got them big shoes.
Yeah, you know? size 14.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, so Maria, how do you decide? Or do you just like add and don't subtract?
Those heels look like the stick on a plunger. Thick. Made out of wood. Got to support a lot. That's a big man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's
a... No, I can't. anyway.
So, Maria, how do you decide? How do you decide?
I can't even think of heels.
I'm only thinking of Shem and heels right now. That's all I'm thinking about. Yeah. What I'm thinking about in my head is not so much Shem and heels. It's Shem's mom's reaction to seeing Shem and heels. That's what I'm thinking about right now.
You know what I just pictured?
Come on.
When Patrick Starr puts heels on? Like SpongeBob? That's what I picture Shem.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay, would you like to answer the question now, finally, Maria?
Yeah. When it comes to heels, like, I have ones that I wear all year round, just depending on, like, outfits.
Yeah.
But I usually just add. I don't subtract until they're really, really bad.
How many do you have?
In total heels, I think I have 7 pairs of heels.
Oh, that's not bad.
No, because I don't wear heels that often. Like, I have the classic ones that I need.
Yeah.
And then that's it. I'll probably buy a couple more
all
shoes.
All the same color or different colors?
I have, like, one or two in different colors, and everything else is black.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Mm. What about you? When do you purge your shoes, or do you?
I recently did.
When his foot grows again.
Because Mocha is still growing?
Yeah.
Oh, Maria.
Sorry.
That's so mean.
It's your turn in the barrel. Shem just got out. Mocha got in. Here we go.
Why is everybody coming for me all of a sudden? Anyway, this will probably be the last time we do a DM deep dive. But if by chance we do any more, feel free to keep sending them in. They go to Maria, who then finds the ones that flames the rest of us and brings them to the show. Thank you, Maria.
DM'd it, right? The tagline.
Oh, stop. Just say thank you.
Maria's still workshopping her catchphrase.
You know, really trying her. Okay.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. I regret this already.
DM deep dive time, y'all. Love the DMs that you are sending in to us every day because we get a chance to talk about them
single day. What do we got in the DMs today?
All right. Steven wants to know, question for Roz and Mocha. If you guys started a podcast without having any restrictions, such as swearing and certain topics, would it be similar to the current show or way more out of pocket? Both say they swear often, but never on the show. I'm curious what an unfiltered version of the two of you would sound like.
I think it would sound similar to what you hear right now on the podcast. I don't know what other subject matter we would cover off that would be quite different or that we would stay away from on the show.
I have thought about this a lot, and I will say this. If we were to do sort of like just like a regular like podcast with no rules or anything else, but we interacted the exact same way. We talked about the same stuff, everything else. Why I wouldn't want it to be full of profanity is because when somebody is the brunt of a joke or somebody is getting ganged up on by all of us, your tools that you have to fight back are limited.
Mm.
So I don't know if it would be as funny when somebody's going at another person on the show if they were allowed to turn around and say F you.
Right.
I don't think it would
amongst
be as funny.
Things.
Yes. I think what makes it funny is that you are really limited in what you can do and say to defend yourself.
Yeah.
And I think that that is the thing that puts everybody on this show in a position of where we've all felt like we've been drowning because we can't fight back in the way that you really want to. You have to watch your words.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I wouldn't want to do a show like that.
Because you're forced to either respond.
Yes.
In a creative way. Or just shut the hell up.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
And just take it.
Yeah. And take it.
Yeah.
Just sit there and take it.
Yeah, it's been my last year. Thanks. Yeah. Sit here and take it.
What else you got today, Maria?
All right. Mel says, I finally agree with you about something. Most times I can feel Roz's frustration when you say things that trigger him. I agree about men who are able to drive standard is being hot. Question, do any of the guys know how to drive standard?
Yes.
No, not at all.
No.
I'll screw it up. I learned like a long time ago, and then I just never ended up with a vehicle that that was standard, right?
Because I had a motorcycle for years, right? So you get used to the idea of clutch, gears, all this other stuff. I was reading something really brilliant not that long ago where, because in Europe, finding an automatic in Europe is very difficult, right? Most cars are standard in Europe. Like even if you rent one, it's like if you want an automatic car, like you got to call way ahead to rent one. But I was reading this great article where they were talking about how it would be so incredibly beneficial if new drivers in this country were forced to learn standard.
Oh, I think that's a great idea.
And forced to drive standard for at least 2 years because you need both your hands to drive.
Yeah.
For the most part, you need both your hands to drive and you're concentrating more. So one, you become a better driver. And two, you are less likely to sit there with the phone in one hand.
Yeah.
Right? If you have to drive a standard. And I was like, that makes a world of sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to learn, you could then graduate and buy an automatic after you pass your G2 or whatever. I don't even know what it is. Right? But you should learn on a standard. You should learn how to drive stick.
Do you know how, Maria?
Oh, no.
Oh.
I've tried, but I'm terrible at it. I stall the car, like, really often.
If you were to put me in a car right now and told me to drive standard, it's been forever. I'd stall for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
I can't get into fourth gear. That's my problem.
In life? Still stuck in third?
Okay, well.
Careful how you respond, Maria. You're limited to what you can say right now.
You know what? This is the point where I stay silent.
We got time for one more DM, please.
Okay, Jamie says, do you think Maria's voice is like that because she choked on that toonie when she was two? I remember her saying that when she first joined the show.
Sometimes it sounds like the toonie's still there.
Would you like to answer that, Maria?
No, my voice is not like that because I choked on a toonie. I'm just like this in life. I don't know what you want from me.
Okay.
Stuck in third.
Stuck in third.
These are the conversations that take place because of the DMs that you were sending in. Keep them coming in. Before we wrap up, it's been Maria's mission for the past couple of weeks to come up with a signature catchphrase to end the DMs. So thank you for that today, Maria.
Don't say it. Just DM it. I don't know.
Keep trying. Keep trying.
Okay.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. When you have nothing to say, why do you always say it to us?
Here we go. DM deep dive time, gang.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs?
All right. Dennis is asking, random idea. I've listened to all the pods and realized there is quite a bit of people that call in about failed dating. Mm-hmm. What if Roz and Mocha hold a singles mixer and maybe some of these callers end up together?
Oh, you know what? I think in this day and age, it would be very dangerous to do something like that. I always think about, like, what's the worst thing?
We used
thing?
To do
there
stuff like
that. There actually is one like that right now.
We used to do stuff like that. Like, that was, like, years ago, that would not have been a problem for this show. It would not have been a problem for this show. But I think now what you run into is, listen, people go on Tinder all the time, and they meet people, complete strangers, in the middle of the night, high risk, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And they just do it all the time. People don't care. However, if it was us doing it, if we got a bunch of strangers together, it would be on us. It would be our responsibility to vet people.
Yeah.
And we don't have the resources to vet people, because if anything happened on one of those, listen, if you go on a Tinder date and something goes wrong, God forbid, it's on you, mm-hmm. right? It's not on you. It's like, it's on the person who did the thing, whatever that thing is, but you made the decision to be there. If we had a thing where people were there to get it on, right? and something went sideways, that's then on us.
Yeah.
And we couldn't live with that at all.
Not
so,
doing it.
Yeah, no.
The answer is no.
Yeah.
What else we got today, Maria?
All right, Colleen says, I heard a mention about songs that make men cry the other day on the Retro Podcast, episode 853. And I was wondering if you can play a song for me. Sleeping at Last by Saturn.
Sleeping at Last by Saturn.
Because Colleen is saying, let's see if it makes Mocha or Roz a little emotional while hearing it. One of my favorites, it'll always make me tear up.
Lighting.
Get the lighting.
Oh my God. Oh, okay, I'm not going to cry now. I got to sit through Mocha's YouTube commercial.
So hit the light.
Well, because he refuses.
Sorry.
Okay, okay. Colleen says to fast forward to about 2:40 in the song.
2:40? I'm asleep at that point. Okay. We'll do it. We'll do it.
Let me just hear how the... Get into the vibe.
All right.
Let me see what we're dealing with here. Okay, very nice so far. Okay. Oh, wow, what a buildup.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Oh, okay, here we go.
How life carries on.
It's a beautiful song, don't get me wrong.
It's obviously a song about death, right?
It's
a nice song. I'm not gonna cry though.
Yeah, I would have to sit and listen to this. Yeah.
I think I have to be in a different frame of mind. I probably have to be alone. Right? And really think about stuff. Yeah.
If I was in my car, I'd be crying for sure.
It's really, beautiful. Yeah, don't get me wrong. It's really beautiful.
I'd give anything to hear you say you one more time.
It sounds like a pop version of, you ever heard that band Sigur Rós?
No.
No?
Who?
Scandinavian band. They're incredible. Sort of sounds like a poppy version of those guys. Okay. But yeah, listen, I love when music makes me cry. I went through a lot of years where I just went hunting for that. I would just only songs that made me cry. And this one, it sounds to me like it's either like a religious-y kind of thing or like this guy loved died kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Either way, I'm going to, I got no problem. I got no problem crying. But yeah, I could probably vibe out and cry to this.
Yeah, maybe later.
Maybe later.
What other DMs do we have today, Maria?
All right, Mayan says, if Roz and Mocha had the greatest story to tell, whether it be happy or sad, what would it be?
Oh,
what
God, the greatest story?
Like, what's
story?
My greatest story?
I guess.
I don't know. Listen to the history of Roz and Mocha. Ooh, it's a pretty great story.
But sometimes a great story isn't a good story. Like, sometimes a great story, you're not the hero, Like, and I think that you have to be at a certain place in order to tell a story where you're not the hero. There's a story I told in my book where I was in the hospital for a really long time, like 4 months when I was in my 20s, and both my lungs had collapsed and I was on morphine. And so I was in this morphine dream for quite a while. I had surgeries and everything else. And I had fallen in love with my night nurse.
Mm-hmm.
She was incredible. She wasn't flirty. She didn't do anything. I was just
doing her job.
And she was gorgeous. And I fell in love with her. And in my head, I had created this whole thing sort of between us. And I remember I got my mom to go down to the gift shop and buy flowers so I could give her flowers. Like, I was thinking like all of this was working because I was so incredibly high. And I was sleeping one night and the nurse came in because there was an infection that was ripping through the hospital and they needed to test everybody who had just had recent surgeries to make sure you didn't have this infection. And I remember she came in that night and I was alone and she walked in and it was dark And she was trying to explain to me about this infection and how bad it was. And she needed to check to make sure I didn't have it. And I was like, okay, cool. She's like, so I'm just going to check you. And I was like, okay. And she takes my blanket off and then she rolls me on my side. And the only way apparently to check for this infection, right, this virus, was to swab with a giant Q-tip the inside of your butthole.
Oh, my God.
Okay?
Look at you.
So this is a woman I'm in love with, uh-huh. and then she rolls me over, like just spreads one cheek in a real crude kind of way,
yeah, of
right?
course.
Swabs, okay, and then comes right up close to my face, puts her mouth really close to my ear and goes, don't worry, I'll get somebody up here tomorrow to look at that hemorrhoid for you.
Ah! Oh, no!
Great story.
Wow.
All right. DMs, they come through every day. Thank you. Keep them coming in. Maria gets them, organizes them, and brings them to the show. Thank you, Maria.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.